On behalf of the ITP, the Department of Physics, and the University of California, I'd like to welcome you all to this celebration of Walter Cohen and his Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Unfortunately, as part of this happy occasion, you will have to now endure some speeches. And then Walter will take the floor. So, our first speaker and congratulator is Henry Yang, Chancellor of our university.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I know you are not here to listen to my speech, so I better know myself to make it short. I will make it very short. Last Saturday, we had a symposium celebrating the 70th birthday of Herb Kroemer. I don't know if Herb is here, but Walter was kind enough to join us. So I told Herb, I said, we just had a wonderful symposium and party for Walter for his 70th birthday. Then Herb immediately corrected me. No, it was 75. And then I did not know that even Walter's age can be a matter of controversy. But then I told Walter, I said, well, during your 80th birthday, we will have a good party for you. He said, well, that's nice. That's for us, for me to have something to live up to. But he did not know that 5 years was shrunk to 3 days. Now, this is our second party now. We are going to have a black tie party. I use that black tie party tuxedo to threaten to scare those scientists along with Walter. And you know, during the last 2 years, this report, this such a magazine ranked the schools, ranked the party schools, and UCSB was not ranked in the top 20 in any of the categories. But I still today today the Daily Nexus made an editorial, and they made it. Emphasis that, that we are no longer a party school. I wonder how many of you have seen that cartoon. Walter stood there. He said, do you know what time it is? And all those kids holding the serving board and went to classroom. So, but this party school image might still come back if we're not careful. But now we found a chemistry agent that could permanently erase the stain of party school. You know what we call that chemical? It's called a water cone.
Water cone came to this campus from San Diego due to the efforts, in large part, of a gang of four far-seeing physicists who created this institute, of which Walter was the founding director and which is named after him. And I'd like to call on them to say a few remarks in the honor of Walter. So, alphabetical order, quickly figured out. Jim Hartle.
There he is, right here. Thank you, David. Linus Pauling, who also won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, also won a prize in for peace. And when he was asked which of the prizes he liked the best, he replied, "The one I'm going to win in physics." Now, I won't go into his reasons for that, which didn't bear up under years of scrutiny, but I think there's some chance here. But Walter, I've spoken to members of the Nobel Committee about this business of second Nobel Prizes, and I'm serious here, I did talk to them about this, they gave me to understand that it was possible to win a second Nobel Prize only if it was absolutely necessary to recognize some worthy person that collaborated with you. So I hope you'll keep this in mind in your future research.
Okay, where is Ann Matson?
There you go.
Where is Alex?
Let this little secret be a lesson to you. Well, many things will be said about Walter today, but I'd just like to make some personal remarks. As many of you know, I was privileged to serve as interim director of the ITP between two great directors, Jim Langer and David Gross. And I found myself always, while I was doing this, looking back to Walter's founding period as director of this great institution. His model was always behind me. Fair yet purposeful, deliberative yet conclusive, firm yet flexible. His wisdom was always behind me, certainly in my imagination, and sometimes in real time. A wise man, I think, makes more opportunities than he leaves. And that's certainly been true of Walter Cohn here at UCSB. And thank you, Walter, for all those opportunities which you have made, and I believe are making today for us in this award. As Henry mentioned, Walter had a 75th birthday party while ago, and I had the occasion to make some similar remarks. And I told him that man is not eternal save in the consequences of his work and the memories of his friends. And I said at that time that Walter seemed to be doing pretty well on both counts. But really, Walter, I had no idea how eternal you were going to be. Thank you.
The next member of the Gang of Four is Ray Sawyer.
Well, I could tell anecdotes all afternoon, but I won't. I would just like to thank Walter for all that he has done to make this place such a wonderful place for the rest of us to work in. He's been doing that for what seems like many decades by now, but yesterday he went beyond the call of duty. So I just want to thank you again, Walter, for what you did for us yesterday.
And the third member is Doug Scalapino.
I guess it was around 1978-79 that we were trying to establish the Institute at Santa Barbara. Bob Sugar, and Hartle, Sawyer, myself, and the department, and Chancellor Huttenbeck. And one of the things that the NSF demanded of us, they had many demands, but one of the major things they demanded was that we find somebody who could lead this, who had the respect of the scientific community at such a level that what was deemed at that time not acceptable by and large, particularly as you might imagine at Caltech, University of Illinois, Cornell, you go on and name them, they were not wildly in favor of this institute coming here. We contacted Walter, and whom I had known, I guess, since 1964, said, look, here's what's going on. Can you come help us with this? Walter thought about it and joined in. But as is typical of Walter, and this is why I want to address it, because all my life that I've known Walter, I've seen this trait. When Walter takes something on, he really takes it on. Walter was extremely famous at that time. Walter could have come to Santa Barbara, done any number of things. Okay? He could have even continued the sort of work that has now won him the Nobel Prize in chemistry. But what Walter did when he came here was he spent 5 years working so that we would have a successful institute. And he put his major effort into that. And for that, along with so many other scientific things, I've always had tremendous respect for a man who, when he says he'll do something, he does it in spades. Congratulations, Walter.
And last, but certainly not least, Bob Sugar.
Well, I certainly can't be as eloquent as the preceding speakers, and absolutely not as eloquent as the applause which greeted Walter when he walked into the press conference yesterday, Walter. I think that indicated to me what all of us think of you, and I thought it was a wonderful tribute, and I was pleased, so pleased. And I say, why am I, and I think very many others, so thrilled that you've won the prize? It's not simply that the wonderful science that you've done has been so well recognized. It's really much more that the recognition has come to such a wonderful, such a special person. And that's what makes this exciting and thrilling and makes your friends so happy. As Walter was generous enough to mention yesterday, I had a very special opportunity to work with him for 3 years as the deputy director in the formative years of the Institute. And that was truly an extraordinary experience to be able to sit there and watch Walter develop, starting from scratch, from a proposal written by four guys, that to develop that into one of the leading research institutions in the world. It was remarkable. It was exciting for me, and it's something I've always been grateful that Walter allowed me to participate in. But I wanted to say one other thing. I was really pleased in reading all of the PEST reports and such that they all said, they all noted that the quantum chemistry had been revolutionized by two things. One was Walter's invention of the density functional theory, and the other was the remarkable growth of supercomputers. And the reason I was so pleased with this is that one of the very, very few subjects that Walter and I ever disagreed upon when we were working together on the Institute was computing. As near as I can remember, Walter believed that computers corrupted the minds of young physicists and they should be kept away from them. So I, in the last 5 years or so, have just been delighted to see that Walter has surpassed me as being responsible for the largest number of supercomputer cycles of any person on this campus and perhaps in the country, which only goes to show his tremendous flexibility and breadth. So, Walter, it's just a wonderful day for the campus, for the department, for this Institute for All. Congratulations.
In addition to my list, we're lucky to have the ex-chancellor of the University of California at Santa Barbara, who was here when this institute was formed and Walter was recruited. And if he was willing to make a few impromptu remarks.
Yeah. Thank you very much, David. This is really a great day. I was talking to Vince Giacarino, and we remembered when he brought Walter up to my then office, and we had a wonderful meeting, and we didn't realize what would come out of all this. I didn't even know he was a chemist. But the Institute and Walter, which I see hand in hand, have been the most wonderful thing that ever happened to the university. There are lots of other wonderful things that happened, but the Institute started, as you were told, rather precariously. In fact, I remember one of my first crises was when the NSF site visit came and they thought they were going to be on the top of the library. The rest of the faculty didn't know that. Or if they did, they didn't like it. So that we had to convince them that that there was another building that was just as good, in fact, even better. And very happily, they agreed to that. From that moment on, the Institute went from strength to strength. And although it's had over the years a series of wonderful directors, Walter is the one who started it, and it has gone on from there, as I say, to greater and greater eminence. Walter, I think everyone here owes you a tremendous vote of thanks, if nothing else, because you've cheered us up. And I'm told that if you go on any Saturday morning, you can see the next field that Walter is conquering. You can see him online skating. Thank you on my behalf and on behalf of everyone here.
And before we move on from the ITP to the rest of the world, I would like our present MSO, Deborah Storm, to say a few remarks on behalf of the staff to Walter.
Well, Walter, today and yesterday, you ought to be, kiddo. You've received many accolades and will undoubtedly receive many more from those who are proud to call you friend and colleague. Well, I would like to say a few words from those of us who have really worked with you over the years and who are still proud to call you friend and colleague. We couldn't be happier for you. We couldn't be more proud to be part of this whole achievement. And I have just one question for you now. Now that you finally won a Nobel Prize, are they going to let you go to Disneyland? Congratulations, Walter, from all of us, and best wishes for your prize in physics.
Now, Walter is associated with many departments on this campus, and first and foremost, of course, is physics. And Raleigh will say a few words.
I thought you were not going to ask me to say any words today.
Couldn't leave you out.
Well, of course, the physics department totally claims Walter. And we've been concerned, as I mentioned yesterday, that somebody might think he was in the chemistry department. Well, I hope that's clear to everyone. I think there have been an awful lot of things said about Walter, all of them true, including the rollerblading at the beach. I've seen him there myself. I would just like to say that this has been a terrific thing for the physics department, Walter, and it's cheered us all up, and we want to thank you very much.
Now, Walter has recently, in the last day or two, joined the chemistry department, or so they say, and I'd like to call on his new chairman to say a few words. Dan? Ah.
I guess I'll resist some of the comments I could make about which department, etc. But welcome to the chemistry department. But more importantly, congratulations from my colleagues and your colleagues over in the chemistry department. I have a few things that I want to say, so I think I will have a look. It's really a pleasure, I think, for me and for everyone to share in this time. I think it's very special. I've known a number of Nobel laureates, but to be this close to the actual situation and to be able to share in some of the time with you, I think, is very special for me, and I know it is for everyone else as well. People have mentioned that that people feel good, that things are brighter and the like. I think that's true. I felt that yesterday, and I think many people feel it. I think it's contagious. I think it's wonderful for everyone, certainly for the campus, very healthy, and we all thank you very much for that. Much, I think, is an overstatement, but much has been said about the fact that you're the recipient of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, but you're not a member of the chemistry department. I think this says much about the cross-disciplinary action, or not action, but research that's ongoing these days, and the dissolution of boundaries that have tended to separate one discipline from another. And it certainly speaks volumes about your contributions and how widespread and how important they are to so very many fields. So, on behalf of your colleagues in chemistry and myself, congratulations.
And to represent Quest, with whom Walter has had a very close relationship, I hope that Evelyn is in the audience. I could not reach her to tell her that she would talk.
Fiona is
here. Fiona?
I would also like to echo many of the thoughts that other people have expressed. Walter's been one of those people who diligently attends brown bag seminars every week, not just when we have a star on campus, not just when we have a special guest. He's there because he listens to everybody's presentations, and I think that says something about the contribution he makes to the exchange on the campus between grad students, postdocs, researchers from all the departments that collaborate with Quest. So that's my impression, and I thank him for that, and we're very happy for you.
Now I'd like to call on a colleague of Walter and the third director of the ITP and the next president of the APS to say a few words in Walter's honor.
Thank you, David, and especially thank you, Walter. I was told only this morning that I would be asked to say a few words here, and haven't had much time to prepare because my phone's been ringing too, people asking for tales about Walter. I thought that since, as I was standing here, that perhaps my job might be to be just a little bit more philosophical towards the end of this program. And you say a few things about what this means. The Nobel committees have generally done a pretty good job, and this time they really did it. Because I can't think of any other prize that I've seen in recent years that really hits right on the mark. I mean, these are enormously exciting times to be a scientist. In many ways, of course, they're enormously confusing times. I wasn't around for the invention of quantum mechanics. Walter, were you? Not quite. In embryonic stage. Neither of us know quite what it felt like to be there when Bohr and Heisenberg and Schrödinger were working this out. But there were very many fewer of us around at the time, so I think the fluctuations were greater. But at the moment, we are seeing another time in the sciences that I think is going to be remembered historically as unique, perhaps uniquely confusing, but I think uniquely prosperous, at least intellectually. Because what we're seeing is the coming together of a whole bunch of the sciences in something that I think is going to be qualitatively different historically. And Walter's prize really epitomizes this in a way that I don't know how else it could be done, because it builds on quantum mechanics. It builds on some of the most esoteric things that human beings have figured out about the world that we live in, and all of a sudden it's growing exponentially into things that are going to be quite clearly, and you can see it already, changes in the way ordinary people live their lives. So it's a remarkable prize for that respect, and also because it does bring together all of these many different disciplines, these many different sciences. And of course, that's what the ITP has been about, and in a bigger and very real sense, that's what UCSB has been about. I mean, it has been, and I think I can speak for a whole bunch of us that have come together here, largely instigated by Walter's presence, to in most ways following the kinds of guidance that he set up, that we had to maintain enormously high intellectual standards, and that we had to really be human beings and think about what the implications of what we're doing, and both scientifically and otherwise, have for other human beings. That has somehow epitomized an awful lot of what has happened here. And now, of course, we see all sorts of things happening that say, yes, UCSB is very much at the center of these big developments. And that's scary. it really is. By various sorts of maybe objective measures, you know, we're the best in this and the best in that and the second best in something else. But mostly what's happening is that we are doing things in a different way here. And that means we have to think very hard, and Walter's prize, I think, also emphasizes that. We have to think very hard about where we are, where we're going, how we're doing this, and whether we're really bearing this responsibility correctly. So we need Walter more than ever. We need his, you know, his sage advice. We need his continuing research. We have to say thanks again for this whole period that we've had the pleasure to participate in, and the thought that we've got to really keep it up and make it and use this as the jumping off point for even greater things. Thanks.
It's almost your turn. France Cordova has a gift for Walter.
Thank you, David. Walter, I also want to thank Bob Sugar, who is department head, gave me the office next to Walter's. Walter's an inspiration. There's no time of the day or night you can come there that Walter is not there working. I want to say a word on behalf of a couple of other groups that haven't yet been mentioned here. And one is the town and its pure excitement at your honor, Walter. Yesterday I heard about it on the way here. I stopped at the bagel shop to bring some bagels in for a meeting and told the bagel keeper, I was so excited that UCSB has won a Nobel Prize. We have a professor of physics that's won the prize in chemistry. And there must have been 20 people in there all rushing to buy bagels for work. They all came around and congratulated me on this honor that Walter had, saying how exciting it was to them, to the whole town. Another group, Henry mentioned the cartoon in the paper this morning. Well, I urge you all to read the article, the opinion article. It doesn't have an author's name on it, but clearly a student who wrote a beautiful, beautiful article about what it means to the students here, Walter, to have you have this honor and how much it will affect them. And I know when I came to the press conference yesterday and I saw one of my graduate students in the audience, and he's working on something quite different, and I said, what are you here for? And he said, well, I've never seen a Nobel Prize winner before. This is so exciting. So those two groups, in addition to all of us here, really are affected by your honor, Walter. And the third group, and lastly, is the Office of Research wishes to give you a little token. Walter, the Swedish Academy informed us that you will not be needing a travel grant for your trip. That is taken care of. And so we got little travel accessories for you and Mara, and we were hoping that you could come up here and quickly open them up. This one maybe first, and Mara, for you. And there's the card in here, so I'll give you the bag to read later.
Hold on to the card, okay?
Okay, yes, I'll give this to you. Walter should probably open his first, okay? They go in sequence.
Four-door sweetheart.
Yes.
Wonderful gift.
And it says The Complete Guide with the Best of Stockholm. This is the Best of Stockholm right there.
Mara,
thank you.
Okay.
Yours is the
Don't
travel
me.
Accessory.
Don't tell me.
Berlin, Sweden. But I have, you know, a couple of months.
Yes.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you.
And to end our program, we have a poem which was composed by the children of Mark Sherwin.
Well, Evan and Stuart asked me to read this for you. It's for Walter Cohn. Our friend Walter Cohn won the Nobel Prize. It's the best news we've ever heard. We think we should throw a huge party to celebrate, inviting all the living people who ever won the Nobel Prize before. I think we should get some of Walter Cohn's really, really sour oranges. We could make some pretty good orange juice that is just like lemonade. I think we should bring a wedding cake, chocolate with chocolate frosting and gingerbread men and brownies and hot fudge and chocolate sprinkles on top. And the gingerbread men would come to life and write, "Congratulations, Walter Cohn," and slide down the cake right through the hot fudge and onto the table. We should bring the things that when you blow on them, a long thing comes out like a monster's tongue and it makes a party noise like a horn out of tune. We should throw confetti. That part will be a surprise. And we must bring those things that you pull the string back and it has a tiny bit of gunpowder inside that explodes and shoots out confetti that has little faces that fly around and say, "Congratulations!"
Okay, Walter, now it's your turn.
Well, it's a tremendously thrilling afternoon for me. I'm just overwhelmed to have all of you here. Some of you listened to what I said rather long-windedly yesterday at the press conference, and don't worry, I'm not going to do that again. We heard something from Henry Yang I was a little bit unhappy about. He and apparently the Nexus also has something along this line. Down with parties. Right. That does not represent my thoughts at all. On the contrary, I do admit that I did some very important things at the ITP when I came in as director. Very important. One of the first things I did was I wrote a letter to Bob Huttenbach and said, "Listen, we need some funds to have parties at the ITP." So he said, yes, but where am I going to get that money from? And he scratched his head somewhat, and he produced that money from his discretionary funds. How about that? So You've heard there have been various now well-established institutions at the ITP, and I think that was the first important one. otherwise, I have recognized so many good friends here, and what I'd like to propose is the following. Let's declare this as a wonderful party day, and let's all mingle and give me a chance to say hello to everybody. So with that in mind, let's have a very good party.